Hello everyone, this is Kai, and this is another episode of All Things Kai. I just want to take a few seconds to say that I am sorry for the lull between recordings. It was because I needed time to take care of some personal matters, but I am happy to be back now, and this is another episode of All Things Kai, and we're going to be discussing beer as I know it. So, when discussing beer, it just makes sense to look at it as an infinite universe with a dizzying number of drink options and just as much potential for any number of culinary uses and mixologist or drink alchemy options. There are all sorts of beer, from your classic lager to stouts, ales and all. There are a lot of categories and subcategories to explore, each tasting quite different from the other. The major difference between the types of beer is made obvious by the type of yeast used in the fermentation process. Ales are created by top fermentation, where yeast is fermented at warmer temperatures and it settles at the top of the beer. Ales are usually fuller-bodied with nuances of fruit or spices and a pleasantly hoppy finish. Ales are generally darker than lagers, however, they cover a range of colors, from rich gold to reddish ambers, and they have a more assertive personality than lagers. For lagers, on the other hand, the yeast settles at the bottom of the beer, and fermentation takes place in cooler temperatures while in storage for several months at a time. So it's not as it's not necessarily as fast as ales. Okay, so beers typically start out as ales or as lagers, from which point their specific styles and flavors continue to evolve into whatever the brewmaster wants it to be. So the broad category of ales consists of pale ales, Indian pale ales, that's IPAs, porters, stouts, wheat beers, and Belgian style beers, basically. While the wide range of lagers include pale pilsners, German hells, and American lagers, a lot of people typically make their entry into beer drinking from lagers. This is because they are perceived as not particularly challenging to the palate, since the flavor is consistent. IPAs, on the other hand, Indian pale ales, have a wider range of flavors. You have your fruity, your citrus, even bitter tastes. Their categories or their characteristics come from a variety of hops used to herbal or fruity flavors with high alcohol levels. The different IPAs balance fruitiness and bitterness. IPAs, nonetheless, are your way into craft beer. If you're someone who's more interested in beer that's not your regular kind of beer, something that has a little bit of extra flavor, extra taste to it. Now, IPAs are your door in when you're trying to explore craft beers. So, pale ales have lower alcohol content, and they are malty, medium-bodied, easier to drink, you know. They just go down. They have a slightly smooth way of just going down, and they are made from hops as well. So stouts are a dark beer whose flavor depends largely on where they come from. Those of Irish and English origin are known to have low bitterness, while those produced in, say, the United States combine creamy notes with bitter hoppy flavors. The darker color of stouts would give a non-stout drinker the impression that they are tough to drink. However, they carry some sweetness from unfermented sugars that will very easily offset any bitterness in them. Porters are dark, like their stout cousins, and due to ingredients like chocolate or other dark roasted malts, maybe like coffee and stuff, these make them tend to taste a little bit chocolatey or more like coffee. So traditional porters can trace their roots back to the United Kingdom. Wheat beer has low alcohol content and a light color owing to the wheat which is used for the malt process. Wheat beers have a funky, tangy flavor sometimes, and these ones that have these funky or tangy flavors would fall under Belgian style brews. Now, Belgium has a rich beer culture that is evident in their wide variety of beer styles that give enthusiasts more to drink. So if you're into German beers, Belgian beers, I mean, you have a wide range to choose from. Belgian beers generally span pale ales, dark ales, fruity beers, sour ales. They tend to have high alcohol content, however, and low bitterness, with this sweet, fruity, spicy flavor to it. So, that's it about Belgian style beers. Now, pilsners fall under the lager category, and rare Czech pilsners are dark and somewhat bitter. German pilsners are pale gold and crisp flavored. Now, sour beers, all on the other hand, are a whole other level of beer. They are perfect for people looking to branch out into the world of craft beer. They are for those who are not exactly beer drinkers like me. Their tart, sour flavors take on many forms. So you can see that sour beers kind of have that very close relationship with Belgian style beers. Belgian style lambic beers, fruity Flander ales, lemony Berliner Weiss beers are, if you're trying to branch into craft beers or you're looking at sour beers now, those would be beers that I would encourage you to look at. Now, the addition of fruits like cherry, raspberry, peach, and all of that, they enrich the flavor profile and they help marry the sweet and sour flavors in many more ways than lagers or just basic IPAs can. Now, sour beers are created from spontaneous fermentation, so it's not quite as complicated or as traditional. It's not as traditional as your regular ale or your regular lager. They are created from spontaneous fermentation where beer is exposed to wild bacteria and yeast. So you have so many sour beer companies cropping up, and it's good for business, especially when it comes to someone like me who doesn't drink a lot of beer. So that's as much as I'm going to discuss when it comes to beers, because this is beer as I know it. So maybe the next time around we're going to be talking about craft beers and food pairings for beer, but that's a whole other episode. And as far as this episode is concerned, I hope that you're able to enjoy it and pick up maybe one or two new things or see something that you can relate with. So I'm happy to be recording again, and this is Kai on all things Kai, and this is beer as I know it.